请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
I live with my mother.
我和我的母亲住在一起。
She is kind and loving.
她既善良又有爱心。
We have a big house.
我们有一座大房子。
My mother and I will move soon.
我和我的母亲很快就要搬家了。
We are ready for a new country.
我们已经为一个新国家做好准备。
My mother packs our clothes.
我的母亲打包我们的衣服。
I help her with the boxes.
我帮助她搬箱子。
We have many books and toys.
我们有很多书和玩具。
Our new home is different.
我们的新家很不一样。
I feel happy and excited.
我感到高兴和兴奋。
My mother tells me stories about the new country.
我的母亲给我讲述关于新国家的故事。
She says it is a nice place.
她说这是一个好地方。
I want to learn new things there.
我想在那里学习新事物。
We say goodbye to our friends.
我们向我们的朋友告别。
The day to move is here.
搬家的日子到了。
We travel on a big plane.
我们乘坐一架大型飞机旅行。
I see many new things.
我看到许多新东西。
My mother smiles at me.
我母亲对我微笑。
We start a new life.
我们开始新的生活。
John is a famous actor and musician.
约翰是一位著名的演员和音乐家。
He loves to sing and play the guitar.
他喜欢唱歌和弹吉他。
John often goes to other countries for concerts.
约翰经常去其他国家参加音乐会。
This year, he planned to visit the country of Zealandia.
今年，他计划访问泽兰迪亚国家。
Zealandia has strict travel rules because of politics.
泽兰迪亚有严格的旅行规则，因为政治原因。
When John arrived, the officers stopped him at the airport.
当约翰到达时，警官们在机场拦住了他。
They said he could not enter the country.
他们说他不能进入该国。
The reason was political issues between John and Zealandia.
原因是约翰和泽兰之间的政治问题。
John was very sad because he wanted to perform his music.
约翰非常难过，因为他想表演他的音乐。
He told the officers he hoped to solve the problem soon.
他告诉官员们，他希望很快解决这个问题。
The officers explained that the government made the decision.
官员们解释说，政府做出了决定。
John had no choice but to leave the country immediately.
约翰必须立即离开这个国家。
He took his bags and went back to the airport hotel.
他拿了他的包，然后回到了机场酒店。
John called his manager to explain the problem.
约翰给他的经理打电话解释问题。
His manager promised to try to fix the situation.
他的经理承诺会尝试修复情况。
After 2 weeks, John got good news from his manager.
两周后，约翰从他的经理那里得到了好消息。
The travel ban was lifted, and John could enter Zealandia again.
旅行禁令已被解除，约翰又能进入泽兰迪亚了。
He was happy and gave a great concert for his fans.
他很高兴，并为他的粉丝们举行了一场精彩的音乐会。
John learned that sometimes politics affect even music and art.
约翰了解到，有时政治甚至影响音乐和艺术。
He decided to keep sharing his music with the world.
他决定继续与世界分享他的音乐。
The government announced new trade policies last week.
政府上周宣布了新的贸易政策。
They decided to increase tariffs on imported steel to protect local businesses.
他们决定提高进口钢铁的关税，以保护本地企业。
The tariffs made imported steel more expensive.
关税使进口钢材更加昂贵。
Local steel producers were happy because demand for their products increased.
当地钢铁生产商很高兴，因为他们的产品需求增加了。
However, some manufacturers complained that their costs were rising.
然而，一些制造商抱怨说他们的成本正在上升。
These manufacturers use imported steel to make their products.
这些制造商使用进口钢材来制造他们的产品。
As a result, their product prices went up.
因此，他们的产品价格上涨了。
Consumers noticed the price increase and started to buy less.
消费者注意到了价格上涨，并开始减少购买。
Some local businesses worried about losing customers.
一些当地企业担心失去客户。
The government promised to monitor the situation closely.
政府承诺密切监控局势。
They said they would adjust tariffs if necessary to balance interests.
他们说如果有必要，他们会调整关税以平衡利益。
Small companies were hopeful that changes would help them grow.
小公司希望变革能帮助他们成长。
Exporters worried about other countries imposing tariffs in return.
出口商担心其他国家会报复性地征收关税。
The steel industry thanked the government for their support.
钢铁工业感谢政府对他们的支持。
The changes in trade policies created both challenges and opportunities.
贸易政策的变化同时带来了挑战和机遇。
Economists said it would take time to see the full effects.
经济学家说需要时间才能看到全部影响。
Meanwhile, local businesses adapted by finding new suppliers and customers.
与此同时，当地企业通过寻找新的供应商和客户来进行调整。
The country continues to review trade policies to support economic growth.
该国继续审查贸易政策以支持经济增长。
The Middle East has long been a region marked by conflict and tension.
中东长期以来一直是一个标志着冲突和紧张的地区。
Recently, a new peace agreement proposal has emerged, aiming to end the long-standing hostilities.
最近，一项新的和平协议提案出现，旨在结束长期存在的敌对状态。
The proposal suggests that Israel and Hamas agree to a ceasefire and begin negotiations.
该提议建议以色列与哈马斯同意停火并开始谈判。
However, there remain significant challenges to achieving lasting peace in the region.
然而，在该地区实现持久和平仍面临重大挑战。
Recent clashes have increased tensions and resulted in casualties on both sides.
最近的冲突加剧了紧张局势，并导致双方均有伤亡。
International organizations have called for restraint and urged all parties to return to dialogue.
国际组织呼吁克制，敦促所有各方重返对话。
The United Nations Secretary General emphasized the importance of diplomatic efforts.
联合国秘书长强调了外交努力的重要性。
Meanwhile, several countries have offered to mediate talks between the conflicting parties.
与此同时，几个国家提出调解冲突各方的谈判。
Public opinion in the region is deeply divided, complicating any potential agreement.
公众舆论在该地区严重分裂，使任何潜在协议复杂化。
Leaders from both sides have expressed cautious optimism but remain skeptical.
双方的领导人表达了谨慎的乐观态度，但仍保持怀疑。
Critics argue that previous agreements have failed due to lack of enforcement mechanisms.
批评者争辩说，先前的协议因缺乏执行机制而失败。
The humanitarian situation remains dire, prompting calls for urgent aid and support.
人道主义状况依然严峻，促使人们呼吁紧急援助和支持。
Local communities face daily challenges including shortages of food, water, and medical supplies.
地方社区面临日常挑战，包括食物、水和医疗用品的短缺。
Peace activists continue to organize events in the hope of raising awareness worldwide.
和平活动家继续组织活动，希望提高全球意识。
Social media has played a significant role in shaping public perception of the conflict.
社交媒体在塑造公众对冲突的认知中发挥了重要作用。
Experts warn that external interference could either help or hinder peace efforts.
专家警告称，外部干预可能有助于或阻碍和平努力。
Ultimately, sustainable peace depends on mutual understanding and compromise from all involved.
最终，可持续的和平依赖于所有相关方的相互理解和妥协。
The international community continues to monitor the situation closely, hoping for a breakthrough.
国际社会继续密切监视局势，希望取得突破。
Consumer rights have increasingly become a significant topic in public discourse.
消费者权益在公共话语中日益成为一个重要话题。
Recent legislation has aimed to enhance protections for consumers against fraudulent practices.
最近的立法旨在加强对消费者免受欺诈行为的保护。
The debate around these laws is often polarized between consumer advocates and business owners.
围绕这些法律的辩论往往在消费者倡导者和企业主之间产生极化。
Advocates argue that stringent regulations are necessary to prevent exploitation and ensure transparency.
倡导者争辩说，严格的法规是防止剥削和确保透明度的必要条件。
They emphasize that consumers often face challenges in understanding complex contract terms.
他们强调，消费者经常面临理解复杂合同条款的挑战。
On the other hand, business owners contend that excessive regulation stifles innovation and increases operational costs.
另一方面，企业主认为过度监管抑制了创新，并增加了运营成本。
They argue that a balance must be struck to protect consumers while fostering a thriving market.
他们认为必须取得平衡，以在保护消费者的同时促进繁荣的市场发展。
Consumer education is frequently highlighted as a crucial component in empowering individuals to make informed decisions.
消费者教育常被强调为赋予个人做出明智决策的重要组成部分。
Workshops, public campaigns, and online resources have been developed to raise awareness.
工作坊、公共活动和在线资源已被开发以提高意识。
Nevertheless, the implementation of these measures often faces bureaucratic hurdles and funding challenges.
然而，这些措施的实施常常面临官僚障碍和资金挑战。
Consumer forums and watchdog organizations play a pivotal role in monitoring market practices.
消费者论坛和监察组织在监督市场实践中发挥着关键作用。
Through their efforts, they bring attention to unfair practices and advocate for consumer interests.
通过他们的努力，他们引起了对不公平行为的关注，并倡导消费者利益。
Governments periodically review consumer protection laws to adapt to evolving market dynamics.
各国政府定期审查消费者保护法，以适应不断变化的市场动态。
Public consultation is an integral part of this process to ensure diverse stakeholder views are considered.
公众咨询是该过程的一个重要组成部分，以确保考虑到多样的利益相关者观点。
Despite controversies, the consensus remains that consumer protection is essential for fair trade practices.
尽管存在争议，但共识仍然是消费者保护对于公平贸易行为至关重要。
Ultimately, striking the right balance serves not only consumer interests but also the long-term health of the economy.
最终，实现正确的平衡不仅服务于消费者利益，也有助于经济的长期健康发展。
There is a growing recognition that informed consumers contribute greatly to market efficiency and social welfare.
越来越多的人认识到，有见识的消费者对市场效率和社会福利有很大贡献。
Thus, ongoing efforts to refine consumer rights frameworks remain a priority across nations.
因此，为完善消费者权利框架而持续进行的努力在各国仍然是优先事项。
As technology evolves, so too must the mechanisms designed to protect consumer data privacy and security.
随着技术的发展，设计用于保护消费者数据隐私和安全的机制也必须如此。
In the end, consumer rights are fundamental to fostering trust between buyers and sellers, underpinning sustainable commerce.
最终，消费者权益是促进买卖双方之间信任的基础，支撑可持续的商业活动。
The intricate narrative structure of the novel invites readers to reconsider conventional storytelling techniques.
小说复杂的叙事结构邀请读者重新考虑传统的叙事技巧。
Interpreting poetry demands an acute awareness of metaphorical language and its cultural resonance.
解读诗歌需要对比喻语言及其文化共鸣有敏锐的意识。
In modern literature, themes of existentialism often surface, challenging readers' preconceived notions about meaning and purpose.
在现代文学中，存在主义主题经常出现，挑战读者对意义和目的的既定观念。
The juxtaposition of classical themes with contemporary settings creates a compelling dialogue across time.
古典主题与当代环境的并置创造了跨越时间的引人入胜的对话。
Critics frequently debate the impact of narrative voice on the reader's emotional engagement.
批评家经常辩论叙述声音对读者情感投入的影响。
Symbolism enriches the text, imbuing seemingly mundane objects with profound significance.
象征主义丰富了文本，使看似平凡的物体充满深刻的意义。
Postmodernist techniques disrupt traditional linear narratives, inviting ambiguity and multiplicity of meanings.
后现代主义技巧扰乱了传统的线性叙事，邀请含糊和多义的意义。
The critical lens applied often reveals latent socio-political commentaries embedded within the text.
应用的批判视角常常揭示潜在的社会政治评论隐含在文本中。
Metaphors serve as conduits for complex emotions that transcend literal meanings.
隐喻作为复杂情感的载体，超越了字面意义。
The evolution of literary criticism has expanded to include diverse theoretical frameworks such as feminism and psychoanalysis.
文学批评的发展已扩展到包括多样的理论框架，例如女权主义和精神分析学。
Close reading techniques enable scholars to dissect the nuanced use of syntax and diction.
精读技巧使学者能够剖析语法和措辞的细微用法。
Intertextuality weaves connections between disparate works, enriching interpretation through allusion and reference.
互文性编织着不同作品之间的联系，通过典故和引用丰富了解释。
The portrayal of protagonist's internal conflict exemplifies the complexity of human psychology in narrative art.
主角内心冲突的描绘体现了叙事艺术中人类心理学的复杂性。
Historical context is indispensable for understanding the subtextual nuances embedded in classical literature.
历史背景对于理解经典文学中蕴含的潜台词细微差别是必不可少的。
The author's adept use of irony exposes societal hypocrisies with subtle sophistication.
作者熟练运用讽刺，揭露社会虚伪，展现细腻的复杂技巧。
Philosophical underpinnings often inform the narrative's moral quandaries and thematic depth.
哲学基础常常阐明叙事的道德困境和主题深度。
Ultimately, literary analysis fosters a profound appreciation for the nuanced interplay between language and human experience.
最终，文学分析促进了对语言与人类经验之间细致互动的深刻欣赏。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。